Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We have lots to talk about. I'm a little heated up, and Daniel will be with us here in the next segment. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. I have something different today in prayer. I've actually let somebody else write it, but I was looking up some special prayers, and this one is written by Rachel Wojo. We're just going to call her Rachel. However, I've got the beginning and the end of the prayer. For such a time as this, most holy God, creator of all life, thank you for your grace and your power and your love and your mercy. I ask you, O Father, to pour out your mercy on us today. May we in this nation, your people, be your people once again. Father in heaven, we the people, in the land of the free and the home of the brave, desperately need you. Oh, that we would leave our ways of seeking to be blessed instead of seek to bless others. We beg for your guidance and wisdom for our leaders. We ask you to protect our land from enemies within and without. And we praise you for the freedom we have through the blood of your Son. May your plan be the desire of our nation. For such a time as this, may we all pray. Amen. Well, I said I was heated up. Once you read a prayer, you kind of calm down a little bit. So let me see if I can get heated back up. The real plague in America, I'm beginning to see, it's not the coronavirus, but it's the scoundrels in D.C. The plague they have is, of course, greed. Oh, those dirty, rotten scoundrels. Insider trading profits them greatly. And all the stimulus they're so graciously writing into the coronavirus stimulus bill. Who and what exactly is being stimulated? I absolutely hate that word. As if these thieves in D.C. are giving us anything. I would have been more impressed with the dismissal of our taxes for the rest of the year. And on another front, totally different topic than what I've been talking about so far. My prediction, if you'll recall, I made a prediction a week or so ago, that the insane and ridiculous would soon unfold it. Wait for it. The coronavirus is due in part. Wait for it. Say it with me. Climate change. We're going to discuss that briefly. Very briefly later. How far will Americans let this mess go? While we have no control over a virus, the kind you find in a test tube or in somebody's sinus, we do have control of D.C., or we should. Stop and think about this. Consequences long-term of a stimulus bill, which is billions upon billions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, borrowed dollars, because we're broke, you know. What will we actually gain, other than a few dollars that will live only briefly in the pockets or the pocketbooks? So think about this just for a moment. How much money have you paid in taxes already this year? Take a second here if you need to. Go get your last paycheck. Now, that will vary from household to household and from family to family. Whose money was that to begin with? Look at your gross amount. Who worked for those dollars? Now, I suggest we play a little game. Use some paper. Or use your Monopoly board money. Get your Monopoly game out. Or does life have money too? get them out and count out the dollars of the gross amount in your paycheck. Okay? Now, let's have some characters here. Somebody in the household needs to play the employer. The employer. Give him the money. And he's going to turn around and he's going to pay the employee. Okay? Now, we need two other people in the household, or else somebody's going to have to switch hats. Now we have a state tax collector and we have a federal tax collector. Do you have your pay stub out? If you have your pay stub out, let them see what it is. This is a good family lesson. Let them see what it is. And let the federal tax collector, whoever's playing that game, take away whatever you gave in federal taxes. And that includes your Social Security and your Medicare. Now turn around to the state tax collector and have him or her collect from you what you paid in state taxes. Now look at what you have left. How much did you give away? Yes, I'm saying give away. Now reverse the roles, because everybody should know what it is to give, to earn, and to take, or to be taken from. Everyone needs to learn exactly how that feels. I hope you play that game. I really do, because I think it's a good lesson for everyone. It's not going to get us out of paying taxes, not yet anyway, but I think it's a good lesson. I've often heard that if people actually paid taxes like they did back in the old days, in the biblical days, you know, where you had the evil tax collectors, and they would take a little more than they needed off the top, because that's how they made their profit. And they would gouge. They would price gouge the taxes. And the people did not like them one little bit. Not one little bit. But I've often heard, if we had to go and pay that tax, literally write the check out, literally hand them the cash, Americans would rise up and say, enough's enough. Government, go away. We the people, we the republic, will not put up with this any longer. But, you know, we pay good taxes. We pay taxes for good things. Now, wait a minute. We've also got a gas tax. Now, on top of all the income tax and everything else they just took out of your check, you have to pay a gas tax. And we're told, well, that helps, you know, pay for our roads and such. And we all want our roads to look nice, don't you? But then later on, they pass some kind of a proposition or a bill to help fund that. So where did that money go that's supposed to pay for those roads? Bureaucrats? We pay a sales tax on things, you know, because you got to. Where does all that go? We have propositions here and there and bills here and there to prop up what we need. We have to have. It's all necessary, they say. But let's look at the word necessary. Let's look at the word necessity once again. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves, and that's why one of our founding fathers, William Pitt, Earl of Chapman. The virus is real, my friends. We as a nation will suffer. What if those running this nation had not run it into debt prior to this crisis? What if Americans hadn't been living from paycheck to paycheck and could have saved for this most horrific rainy day? Common sense tells us things would be different, more survivable. Greed tells us, stimulate me, I need money now. Every time the D.C. occupiers decide to stimulate you with your own money, it steams me to the core. Yeah, maybe I'm the reason for that climate change rise in the temperature. Each entitlement program, my friend, every necessary act or bill or proposition that we're told will fix a problem, each stimulus package brings you more dependent on those D.C. occupiers. Oh, those D.C. occupiers. This is socialism, my friends. Are you enjoying it? America was once free. The dirty, rotten scoundrels. They aren't hurting at all. The coronavirus isn't affecting them at all, really. Not financially. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel with us. Daniel, how are you doing, my friend?
Hello, Beth Ann, and happy Friday to you and your wonderful listeners.
Well, thank you. Are you hunkered down? Are you staying secluded?
I am, and it's fine. I work from home normally anyway when I'm not on the road, so it's not that so much different. But it is crazy to watch and witness, and my heart goes out to a lot of people who are in dire straits. But at the same time, you see Americans stepping up as we always step up. I was just watching a report on Fox Business about a distillery in Pennsylvania that stopped making booze and started making hand sanitizer. And I thought that's exactly what Americans do in times of crisis.
And there's also a perfume company in Paris that is doing the same thing, and they're not putting any label on it or anything or taking any credit for it. They're doing it for free and passing it out. And, yes, people do step up. That's not an American, but people do step up in times of crisis.
They do. And you know, there was a Harris poll that came out just today that was taken over the last 3 days. And, you know, I don't want to turn into partisan politics, but the president's approval ratings were fairly positive, you know, in the high 50s of how he's handling this crisis and how he's handling the economy. And I think the people of this country understand that, we're trying to manage a crisis right now, but there isn't casting of blame that, unfortunately, people like Senator Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are trying to do. And Hillary Clinton, who has been extremely vocal on social media, saying what a disaster this president is. And, boy, if it was ever a time to show her true colors that she chose now.
What did she say on social media?
You know, her comments are just incredibly snarky of what a failed leader this is. And, yeah, you know, it's just bitterness. You know, she still thinks that she should have won, and she would have done a much better job.
Well, let me see. So, how does Hillary handle stress in her life? Let's see. She goes into a room, and she closes the door, and she gets drunk, and she throws things. How much better off would America have been if she'd have been president during this time of crisis and high stress? Oh, she might have deleted some emails or something like that.
Exactly. You know, the best indicator of future behavior is past behavior. And in the past, when she has had a crisis, like a diplomatic crisis happening in Libya, she went back to bed and said, yeah, well, you know, you guys will figure it out. And we lost an ambassador and three Navy SEALs. And I haven't forgotten that. A lot of Americans haven't forgotten that. So she has had her moments to be in crisis. Her campaign was in crisis. And what did she do? She hid in the Hamptons and had fancy fundraisers. And when one young staffer kept pointing out how bad her numbers were in the heartland, she fired him. No, she didn't want to hear that. You know, she wanted
yes,
people
man.
To tell her how good.
Yeah, well, she's not a leader. She's a taker.
Yes.
That's all she's ever done is lie and cheat and take. She's not a leader. She's a taker.
Very well said.
Yeah, so anyway, but America is going through it right now, and I have mixed feelings about a lot of things that are happening, and you know, but I've got family hunkering down. I have visited a FaceTime to me yesterday evening, and my almost teenage granddaughter was complaining because she can't play with the brother. He just had his adenoids taken out this week, so he's not up and running around just exactly yet. And Levi's too little to play with. He, you know, she plays with him some, but she's like, I can't go outside and play with my friends, and I can't do this. And anyway, she's a preteen, so everything's larger than it is, although this is pretty big.
You know, there will be some positives that come out of this, you know, when we're done. And And one of the positives will be a reflection on priorities of values. There'll be some positive of spending time with family. I mean, remember back in the day they tried to say, well, it's not quantity time, it's quality time.
Quality
and my
time.
My mom used to always, she always used to yell at that and say, no, it's quantity time. You have to be with your kids all the time. And there are good moments and there are bad moments, but it's quantity as well. And maybe quantity time will have, you know, I'm thinking of the millions of parents who are sitting at the kitchen table looking at Junior do his history report and saying, wait a second, they're teaching you that? That's not right. Maybe people will realize.
Get involved. Get involved. Well, you probably didn't hear my monologue, but I was suggesting that the parents get out their paycheck and get out the Monopoly money. And count out, somebody has to play the employer, somebody has to be the character of the employee, and somebody has to be the state tax collector, and somebody has to be the federal tax collector. And let's give away the paycheck.
Exactly.
And I said, then switch roles, because everybody needs to know what it's like to be the giver, the taker, and the earner. But that was I'm, you know, kind of referring back to this stimulus package and some of the things that D.C. occupiers are trying to do with this. And now the insider trading looks like scandal that's coming out. And I'm telling you what, the dirty, rotten scoundrels, they're not going to be hurting. You know that? I know some of them had to quarantine and they've been exposed to this. But financially, it's not going to hurt them at all. Just the American people.
No. And if
that
there
is me a little bit.
if there is truth to this report and evidence is still being determined, but if it is true that these senators who were on the Senate Intel Committee and their hearings are, you know, secretive, they're enclosed, they're in what's called a SCIF, a secure compartmentalized information facility, right? They're not open for public consumption because they are top secret. And if they did use that knowledge to get rid of their holdings, as it looks like they did, and I'm not making accusations yet, but if that is the case, they should absolutely be punished to the fullest extent of the law. The fact that senators would use privileged information to protect themselves is the lowest form of behavior for a public servant, and they should be prosecuted, they should be jailed, and they should be publicly shamed for doing this in a time of crisis, if it's true.
And then trying to put stuff in these bills, that steams me. They're just constantly doing it. Now, I've got a report here, and Lindsey Graham, of course, is the one it's pointing at. And it's coming, the report's coming from Breitbart, but they've quoted Politico on it quite a bit. But it says that he expanded dramatically the HB5 green cards, which will benefit the wealthy Chinese. If they loan us money to help us through this crisis. It says the green cards to the wealthy Chinese if they lend money to the U.S. real estate investors and other companies, according to several activists. I'm sorry. And I'm thinking, do we really want to borrow more money from China or from their industries or from their people, their companies? They're rich. Do we really want to do that? I mean, haven't we, if this hasn't shown us anything at all, hasn't it shown us that?
Yeah, and that's making the rounds as well. I think Tucker Carlson did a very important piece on that last night, which got several million views and now several million more as people share it on social media. And that's the same case. If there is truth to that, then Senator Graham should be publicly shamed and should be accountable to his voters, because our citizenship is not for sale. And Lord knows we are in desperate times. Well, we're in bad times. We're not in desperate times. And liquidity is key, and we need cash. But the American citizenship is not for sale, and especially not for sale from a country like China, who is not our friend, not our ally. And so same deal. If Senator Graham is pushing this forward, he should be pulling. You know, there's something bad happening right now with the coronavirus, and I've talked to friends of mine on the Hill who work in the House and the Senate, and it's this. They are still working, but it is closed. It is closed to the public. It is closed to the press. And I don't like the idea of a bunch of congressmen and their staff having full reign of those buildings with no one stopping them in the hall and saying, hey, Senator, let me ask you. I'm sure the senators and the congressmen absolutely love it. They don't like their constituents.
they don't like
the press. They don't like being stopped in the hallway by people who want to ask questions. But that's exactly why those buildings are open. And the fact that they're open, they're closed right now is a bad thing. So people need to call their congressman and senator and ask what the heck they're doing.
That is scary. Very scary. Of course, you know, they said they're closing it because they don't want anybody to come in and expose them to the coronavirus. So that's what their excuse is.
We don't believe that.
No, we don't believe it for one second. I'm a skeptic all the way. We're out of time. Unless you want to stick around with us, we're out of time here in this segment. You need to get going, I bet, don't you?
I do, but thank you, and I hope you and all your listeners stay safe, and they're always in my prayers, and thank you as always, Beth Ann.
We're going to use this time on the weekends when we can't go anywhere to clean out closets. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Thank you so much, Daniel. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to talk about the dirty, rotten scoundrels because it really, really angers me. Pelosi, originally, I don't know if it's still in it or not because none of us have seen what they've got in this bill. But she tried to put in the stimulus package about abortion and making taxpayers pay for abortions. And I saw on the something last night, I was watching TV, but I saw it somewhere, where they're not supposed to do any surgeries right now that can be put off. Face surgeries, plastic surgeries, knee replacements. But they can do abortions, because those are life-saving
medically
procedures.
Necessary for who?
Well, and we know who not. So they're constantly trying to put things in these bills and take your money and push their agendas. And I'm telling you, I don't have proof in my hands. They are getting rich in D.C. These D.C. occupiers, each and every one of them, about, there may be a handful, there may be a dozen, I don't know, Some people have 12 fingers. There may be a few more than a handful. But they're millionaires. They're millionaires. Multi-millionaires. On a senator or representative salary. They do quite well.
Do you know where you could go get some of that proof?
Where they get their money? Tell us.
Yeah, in that basement room in some building in D.C. where they keep the records on their stock trading now.
Because, yeah, he's being honest here.
Yeah, this is a true story. Back in 2012, they passed the Stock Act, which stands for Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act, which made illegal, well, insider trading illegal for Congress. And there was a condition in there where they had to make that knowledge public on the Internet.
Right.
Where everybody could go look and see. Well, a year later, I guess, when they figured out, hey, we're not making any money now, they very quickly and quietly took about 30 seconds to delete that part of it. And so now if you want to find out what your congressman is doing with his stocks, you actually have to physically go to that room in the basement of this one building and look through their files. Now, they're computerized, but still, you got to know exactly what you're looking for.
I want to know where these guys are getting their money. Now, we know that they do their insider trading. It's just, we just know they are doing it, the majority of them. Well, what Lindsey Graham is doing here we are already dependent. And it says in here, the proposal, which could be included in one of the Senate's coronavirus rescue bills, one of them. There's more than one. Because they like to write bills, you know, would significantly boost the number of visas offered annually from 10,000 to 75,000, while having, cutting it in half, the investment required to earn legal residence from 900,000 to 450,000. Half of the recipients of the EB-5 visa program, investors and their families, come from China, according to a report by the Brookings Institution think tank. We have to look them people up. Many others come from South Korea and Taiwan as well. Lindsey's getting pushed back on this. I'm sure he's going to say, I didn't do that. No. I didn't do that. Just like Pelosi did. And then, of course, Facebook, after I put the news report of Pelosi trying to pull a fast one, they claimed that it was fake, that was false information. But we all know that it wasn't false information. But they get their information from Politico, which is also very left-leaning. So, Dianne Feinstein and Kelly Loeffler and Richard Burr, those are the three senators at this time that they're looking at. Noticed they're all nonpartisan when it comes to making money or spending money. Have you noticed that? There's no Democrat or Republican that won't take your money, and there's no Democrat or Republican that won't cheat you out of money.
There's a fourth one on that list, too. And I'm sure if you could find your way to that room in that basement, you'd probably find 40 or 400.
Well, there's not that many. Burr, is that the one I didn't say?
No, there was one, but I can't remember.
I only see three on there. All right. We do have phone calls. We have Tom from Michigan, and then later on we have Tim from Iowa. Tom, how are you today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah,
You're welcome.
Just last night, they've been saying, oh, they're gonna give every American $1,000 or $1,200. I'm wondering if I'm gonna get mine. Last night, they finally broke down on the news. They said they're gonna give every taxpayer, the certain amount of money that they, well, you know, I look at my Internal Revenue Code at section 1313. I remember by the 13 stars and the 13 stripes on our original flag. And, basically, they have defined a taxpayer, and it's anyone who's subject to an internal revenue tax or a tax under an internal revenue law. And I'm thinking, like, is that really going to be worth it to me to sign something to kind of and give them an affidavit that I'm subject to some law that, and I call them up and I write them letters and I ask them, what, you know, what law, you know, requires me to file or pay any of this? You know, income isn't defined in the Internal Revenue Code, yada, yada, yada. And I know probably most of your listeners have all heard this before. And I'm thinking this is very good, Mr. Trump, because, you know, I mean, if people don't want to be, you know, knowledgeable about who they're paying their taxes to, the enforcers for the Federal Reserve, you know, let them take their $1,000, you know, because $1,000 doesn't go very far these days.
No, it doesn't. We're going to talk about that. Go ahead, real quick.
Yeah, okay, but, you know, I just wanted to, you know, just kind of talk about that.
My understanding, too, was... Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's good to hear from you again, Tom. I understood, too, and I could be totally wrong, and somebody can call me out on this if you have better knowledge than what I have, and that could be very possible, but that somebody who is on Social Security is not going to receive a stimulus check because you're not going to take a hit in your income. And so that's not going to happen, and those that are already on welfare are not going to get a check. And I get that. I get that. But I'm not necessarily for the stimulus, and I'll explain that here later. We're going to go to Tim in Iowa. Tim, somebody I trust. Tim, how are you doing?
Hi, Beth. How's it going?
It's going good, my sir. I am.
Okay.
I was swallowing coffee. Sorry.
Okay.
Bad timing on my part.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Well, there's more than one scoundrel involved in this. A lot of them are in that White House press corps. They keep asking me these terrible questions. They're playing politics yet. It's like, it's the China virus. That's the way it is. But the thing about what these senators is, I used to be a federal campaign treasurer. By the way, Tom, that was a great call. You have to fill out a disclosure report of your holdings with the Senate and House Ethics Committees. So... why we don't go through there, and those are public records, by the way, why we don't go through those disclosure statements, and you have to do that every time any candidate who files has to file the disclosure statement with the ethics committees. Why we don't go through there, pick through, because if they're holding something, they automatically are in conflict of interest being a public servant. And they can tell me they throw it into as big a trust as they want to. The person handling the trust is doing their bidding. So we really need to try to get a hold of these disclosure reports that these people are turning in, because that should hold. And
they're going to figure them out. And I think the American people, you know, they're closed in their houses and they don't have anything to do except check the internet. So these guys are going to be in trouble, I do believe. Thank you, Tim. Tom and Tim. Thank you both. Appreciate the call. We're headed into a break. I'm going to close the phone lines for now because I want to talk about this stimulus package. How much good is it really going to do? And we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Oilfield Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change, but banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period, Liberty Oil Field Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oil Field Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to remind you that Feinstein and Burr and this other gal, Kelly, what was her name? I already buried that article. They're all three a part of the Senate Intel Committee, and they're co-chairs. They're co-chairs on that committee. Now, we already know that Dianne Feinstein hires her office manager, who happened to be a Chinese spy. That story got buried a long time ago. Nobody's even thinking about that, are they? Are they? I have several articles here, and as I was reading them through the week, the word stimulus was in them, and coronavirus, and I kept thinking socialism. Now, I realize that we're in a bad place here. I realize that. But sometimes I wonder, the titles of these, you know, why the remedy may be worse than the disease. The pitiless crowbars of events are teaching us again. Chinese post-virus plans to destroy America's economy. We already know that they're trying to take over the markets while all these countries are wounded from this virus. Financially, medically. They don't have people. I'd say militarily. They're all wounded. They're trying to keep our military as healthy as they possibly can. But this article, it's not real long, and I want to share it with you, and I may run out of time, and I have something that kind of funny and inspiring that I want to share with you before we close today. The 2009 stimulus was an ineffective tidal wave of nothing. How many remember that? Says the White House has now proposed a massive $850 billion stimulus package. This money should not be wasted on special interests and unrelated social priorities. By the way, I'm going to stop right there, right now. If you remember, Daniel said to call your congressman and tell them you want to know what they're doing. 202
224-3121. In 2009, Congress passed the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. The law called for an approximately $550 billion in new spending. The money included an additional $144 billion in transfer payments of state governments to temporarily shore up potential shortfalls in public employee salaries and pensions. Another $86.8 billion was given to Medicaid, and $25.8 billion went to subsidize health care premiums for the unemployed. Now think about this. Under the category of education, $53 billion went to prevent layoffs or salary reductions for teachers. $15.6 billion increased the size of Pell Grants. Some $13 billion was allocated vaguely to low-income public school children, and another $40 billion extended unemployment benefits and increased an amount received by 25 per week. I do remember that. In addition, $19.9 billion went to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, a.k.a. food stamps, and $14.2 billion was given as a bonus to people already receiving Social Security payments. How much is $550 billion? Let's consider something that could be done with that much money. Now, he's just throwing out a scenario here. George H.W. Bush, a Nimitz-class supercarrier, cost $6.2 billion to construct. It stretches 1,092 feet, can speed through the waves at 30 knots, and can operate 20 years without refueling her two nuclear reactors. The ship bristles with missiles, I love that line, and can hold up to 90 fixed-wing helicopter flying craft. It has electronic warfare capability, sensor and processing systems, and makes a home for more than 3,000 sailors and airmen. The Bush is in the same class as the Nimitz, which was commissioned in 1975. The Nimitz is still in service. One can reasonably expect taxpayers will receive 40 years of use out of the Bush. He goes on and talks about another spending bill. He says in 2008, the European Organization of Nuclear Research successfully fired the first proton in the Large Hadron Collider, the world's largest and highest energy particle accelerator. The facility required the excavation of 17 miles of tunnels and thousands of special magnets beneath the French and Swiss borders. It costs approximately, this was in 2008, $4.75 billion to build, and it is capable of accelerating proton 3 meters per second slower than the speed of light. I'm going to fast forward down here. He goes on to say, unlike an aircraft or a building or a super collider, these well-intentioned payments do not produce tangible, lasting products. America could have built 80 aircraft carriers for the price of the stimulus. Society's capacity to absorb well-intentioned transfer payments to the needy, elderly, poor, and unemployed is simply limitless. But for capacity to borrow or print money to pay for social benefits is not. I'm going to fast forward to the bottom. So what did we get for that $550 billion? Nothing. Nothing that you can hold in your hand or show. Adam Smith wrote, the third and last duty of the sovereign or commonwealth is that of erecting and maintaining those public institutions and those public works, which, though they may be in the highest degree advantageous to a great society, are, however, of such a nature that the profit could never repay the expense to any individual or small number of individuals, and which is therefore cannot be expected that any individual or small number of individuals should erect or maintain. When the government uses stimulus money to buy or build something it actually needs, it creates meaningful jobs and grows viable companies. Handouts, in contrast, increase dependency and slow an economy recovery. And that, my friends, is the stimulus package. Do we need things done? Yes, we need things done. We need to take care of things. What we need is a Congress that will take care of things. And they have not. And now they're closing the doors and they're making all these decisions behind closed doors. Nobody can check up on them. You need to give them a call and you need to tell them, transparency, open the doors, and we want to see. 202-224-3121. Well, Babylon Bee, we're almost out of time, and I wanted to share with you, and I'm just going to do it quickly. Babylon Bee has reported that God is ignoring the CDC, and he is showing up in places of crowds. He's in hospitals. He's in homes. He's in churches. He's everywhere. Because he is the Almighty God. He doesn't answer to the CDC, but we answer to him. It's time, America, to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.